You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Dr. Dahlia, can you please comment on the body cavity search that occurred by a Texas trooper? I really didn't want to touch this story, to be honest. This is just a little too weird even for this show. But, I'm sure many of you guys have heard. Apparently, a female trooper, Kelly Hellison, I guess a state highway trooper from Texas, I guess did two body cavity searches on the highway while cars were passing by and allegedly didn't even change gloves. Like I said, I really didn't want to talk about this story. If that's what happened, I think that was disgusting and probably very embarrassing for the plaintiffs. But apparently Angel Dobbs, 38 years old, and niece Ashley Dobbs were pulled over on the state highway 161 near Irving, Texas. From what we understand, the reason why they were pulled over is I think they threw out a cigarette while they were driving. So it was going to be a littering issue. And then the male trooper of the pair of troopers searched the car for marijuana before requesting an invasive cavity probe. Now, apparently, these two then had to undergo body cavity search, which from what I would believe would be a vaginal search and an anal search. You see a video of the trooper, in the middle of the street, basically. So cars are going by with the trooper's hands were in their pants, doing the body cavity search. And now the women are suing the, State Department of Public Safety. Apparently one even had an anal cyst that she said ruptured. Like I said, I really didn't want to go into the story too much. I don't even think they found marijuana. I don't think they found marijuana. I mean, but how embarrassing. I mean, you're looking at these women kind of being, but I understand why body cavity searches happen, right? People smuggle drugs all the time. But aren't you supposed to take them back to the department? Aren't you supposed to be, in a room with some sort of privacy? So anyway, they said they were molested, scarred for life. I mean, I would definitely be upset. I mean, this is humiliating. That's my comment. I would be humiliated too. And I think it's ridiculous that anybody would perform a body cavity search in the middle of a highway. Not to mention that's pretty dangerous. I mean, what if you have to flee to get out of the way? All right. 1-877-DOCADALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, I told you the number one reason why, people don't go to the doctor. All right. It isn't because of money. Number two reason, I apologize, it is money. Number two reason is they don't want to be naked and they don't want to get a body cavity search. We don't call them body cavity searches in the medical field. We call them pap smears, vaginal exams, pelvic exams, rectal exams, but people don't want it. And I can't tell you how many times I have to convince people that if they don't want to undress fully, and they don't want to have that done, we don't have to do it. I mean, I'm not a cop. I'm not here to, interrogate them. I'm not here to, look for, drugs or weapons or explosives, etc. Right? I'm here to help them. If they don't want me to help them with certain body parts and to only, take a look at their elbow, then fine. I'm there to look at their elbow. But, it's embarrassing. It's just something that has to be done. I would hate to think that would have to happen, though, in front of drivers passing by. Now, hopefully the drivers were speeding so quickly that they really didn't understand what was going on. But my guess is somebody must have slowed down and was like, say what? 1-877-DOCDALI, we got a lot to talk about. A couple of you have been asking me, how we just covered the horrible massacre that happened in Sandy Hook. And one of you had, a couple of you have actually asked what happened again in Oregon. There was a mall shooting in Oregon. I think two people died. One teenager is, I think, undergoing another surgery because the bullet pierced her lung. And the question had risen, what was his intention? Was his intention was to kill as many people as Adam Lanza did? Why did only two die? Do we have any more information? Well, apparently today we do have some more information. Apparently there was a gentleman with concealed carry that actually pulled a gun on the shooter. He said after the shooter saw him, the shooter stopped and then pulled his own gun on himself. If that really happened, then this guy is a hero, and he's the one that stopped the Oregon Mall shooting. My question is, how come the liberal media hasn't reported this? I mean, I had to find this. As I was trying to search what happened with the Oregon Mall shooting, even though it was still extremely deadly and a massacre as far as I'm concerned with two people dying, why did it stop at two? And if it stopped at two because somebody pulled a gun on the shooter and stopped the man from shooting more people, because from what I understand, he had enough weaponry to shoot a lot more. This guy is a hero, and I think should be getting accolades from everybody. We'll talk about that. We also have some more interesting medical news. You know, toddlers will throw temper tantrums. And mine did. I did. I loved yelling and screaming. It was probably the happiest time of my life, being able to sit there being 2-3 years old, throwing temper tantrums. Well, they think if we could get language skills developed a little bit earlier, maybe we could stop these kids' temper tantrums. And for those of you that are going to be impending parents or impending grandparents, we may want to, figure out how to shut these kids up early. Experts say that human hands had evolved not so much for dexterity, so we could play a violin, but so we could punch. And when they look at the human hand, when they compare it to apes and monkeys, our hand was built to punch. That's kind of interesting. So we're going to talk about that. As you can see, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. More news as it comes in. So please call in at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Of course, you can always email us at drdahlia.com. DrDahlia.com is our website. We have the contact form. Send us emails there. We got a lot of them. So we're going to try to get through as many of your calls, emails, and stories today. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Attention, this is an announcement for our listeners who drive gasoline vehicles. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that there is now an automotive accessory that exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. Consumer Protection has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with an accessory called Platinum 22. To find out if Platinum 22 will give your vehicle 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me correctly, 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that the Platinum 22 accessory will deliver 22% more miles per gallon to most gasoline vehicles. You should pick up the phone and call 1-800-LESS-GAS to find out if it will help your vehicle. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. 1-800-LESS-GAS. 22% more miles per gallon. 1-800-LESS-GAS.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in, 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook. Let's go to the phone lines and get to some of your calls, 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Yes, Dr. Dahlia. I'm a combat veteran, and I got injured in Afghanistan in 2008-2009, and I've had several breathing issues. I had my face smashed in with a 240 Bravo.
Oh,
I had the military basically sat on it. Well, long story short, KU Med West went through and did my surgery through the VA and did that, but I can't get it to stop bleeding inside my nose, and I was wanting to know if there's any way or any spray or anything that's supposed to stop that from doing that.
Well, I wish you were live. I'd love to talk to you, and I'd also love to thank you for your service. Thank you so much. I'm sorry you underwent that kind of trauma. If you're still having nosebleeds, my first thought, because I trained with head and neck surgery at UCLA, is to definitely have a good head and neck surgeon, an otolaryngologist, go up there, take a peek, and find out what's going on with that vessel. It may just be as simple as one little vessel keeps bleeding. And because of the way the air is coming up into the sinuses, it's always dry. It can't stay moist. And so a lot of times the ENTs will, you know, find that little vessel and cauterize it. Even if you've had nasal trauma, there are still ways for them to try and get that scope up there. Of course, they'd have to use more care. Maybe they'd even have to use a scan. Sometimes they could do, trying to see what else they could do to get up there if for some reason the sinus passages isn't passable. But, I mean, it has to be looked at. You can't consistently be having nosebleeds. Now, let's say we didn't think this had anything to do with trauma, and you live in a very dry environment like I do. I live in southern Nevada. You know, what do we do for chronic nosebleeds? Well, my ENT that I work with here in town, a lot of times he brought up that Pinaris oil, which is a eucalyptus oil, and he has me give that to patients, have them put that in their nose a couple times a day, do it for a couple weeks, and it kind of lubricates the nasal passages, allows any vessels that keep cracking, you know, the skin above the vessel to crack because the dryness, it allows that to kind of beef up, lubricate, be less dry, and that seems to help. Also, humidified air. You know, we always use humidifiers out here. You got to clean them out really good because of mold. But then, you know, you wonder, what else could be going on there? I mean, why would you still be bleeding? If the trauma happened in 2008, 2009, or that's when you had served, and again, thank you, and God bless you for your service. You know, it just seems unlikely that this would be still traumatic. You know, you would think whatever healed. So then I think it's the injury has predisposed your nasal passages to being very dry. And then we need to figure out what you could do. In terms of nasal spray, the only nasal spray we usually recommend for chronic nosebleeds is for people to keep their nasal passages hydrated and to use saline. My only worry before I start to tell you to start sticking things up your nose is, again, I don't know to what extent of the damage your cavities are. You know, now these saline sprays, when you spray, the internal contents are supposed to be sterile. But once you open up the spray and you stick it in your nose, now it's not sterile. So what I don't want happening is if you actually have some sort of a passage or fistula or something that opens up into the sinus, you could actually insert infection. Bacteria cause an infection. So I'm even though nasal spray would be the answer, what do you use to prevent nosebleeds? It would be a saltwater nasal spray. I think you get them for a couple bucks at Walmart. Saltwater nasal spray. You've had trauma to the nose. I don't know if you have something communicating with the sinus or not. And the last thing I want is for you to start spraying things into your sinuses and then get an infection. Could the bleeding mean you have an infection? Could you have a fungal infection? Could you have a bacterial infection up in there? You could. You could. Maybe that's why you're bleeding. You know, that's why I wish I could talk to you, because I'd love to know if just rich blood dripping out, or is it blunted sputum? So my recommendation would be to get a very thorough ENT exam and have them take a look and see what's going on. Now, the VA may have that. KUVA? Kansas, KU? Would that be Kentucky, Kansas? I'm sorry if I sound naive on the subject. The VA does have specialists, but if you don't feel like they have the ENT that you would need, then you'd probably have to go private and get that checked out. Please keep us posted. Wow. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, many of you suffer from chronic fatigue syndrome, and we really haven't had any medication for chronic fatigue. We've used Provigil, which is supposed to energize you. Some of you have gone to Adderall and used ADD drugs because you're chronically tired. But the FDA now is actually going to meet today to consider approval for the first drug to treat chronic fatigue. Now, the drug's name, it's an IV drug called Rintatolimod. Rintatolimod, Rintatolacuna Matata. The proposed brand name is Ampligen, or Ampligen, probably Ampligen. They always make it a soft G. Oh, didn't you hate that? Soft G versus hard G, or soft C versus hard C. I would like some ICA with my soda. It's ice. I tell you, the English language is so difficult to learn, isn't it? Anyway, the drug maker called Hemispherics Biopharma of Philadelphia did not win FDA approval a few years back because the FDA had concerns about the study's methodology. So here they're going to go and try again. But they think this actually may pass. Now, what we understand is 4 million Americans, mostly women, have chronic fatigue. Now, one of my doctors had diagnosed me with chronic fatigue because I always like to take naps. I don't know if I per se have chronic fatigue or not. I mean, do I sound like I'm fatigued? Honestly, do I sound like I'm fatigued? Do I? No, I don't. I sound hyper. But chronic fatigue, the reason why, you know, they thought I possibly had it is because I always had to take a nap. I love taking naps. And I needed to take more naps after I had mono. And one sequelae of having mono, infectious mononucleosis, is being more fatigued and having chronic fatigue. Sometimes your Epstein-Barr virus titers are high. Personally, I didn't have time to sleep. If I don't have time to sleep, I don't sleep. If I do have time to sleep, I do. On the weekends, I nap. I love my naps, and it's usually a good 2-hour nap, a nice, juicy 2-hour nap until the stupid cats or the stupid kids, I shouldn't say stupid kids, the kids wake me up fighting about something stupid. That's what's stupid. And then they fight about something stupid, and then I get up and I yell, and then one of the kids goes, "You see, you woke up mom," you know, just so he doesn't get in trouble for waking me up. And the other kid is like, "Shut up, maybe she'll go back to sleep." And so that, you know, so the doctor said, "You got chronic fatigue, take a pill." But I didn't want to take a pill, and I really don't feel like I need anything for energy. I feel energized enough. But if this does work, let me kind of go into it. Apparently, it's a new type of drug. It's called a nucleic acid compound. It's made of RNA, and it's supposed to target certain diseases. They think this drug could also fight HIV, kidney cancer, and melanoma. Melanoma, one of the scariest skin cancers that we have. It modulates the immune and antiviral functions of diseased cells. Now, why would this have anything to do with chronic fatigue? Because remember, we believe chronic fatigue is caused by Epstein-Barr virus. And if the Epstein-Barr, I don't know, Epstein, Juan Epstein from the Sweat Hogs, Epstein-Barr virus could be causing damaged cells. So if this modulates the immune function and the antiviral, and it could be antiviral to this Epstein-Barr, maybe it'll help. Now, unfortunately, a drawback of this treatment, so don't get all excited if you have chronic fatigue. A drawback of this treatment is it has to be infused twice a week, and that could be expensive. How expensive is this drug? $1,000 a month per patient. Personally, I'll take the nap. All right? It's cheaper. I think I'm aging less. Knock on wood, because I nap. You know, think about it. If you take naps, if you sleep a lot, then you aren't awake enough to eat poorly, to yell, to frown, to be out in dry weather. I think people that sleep well look younger. You know, people always say, "Dahlia, you don't look 41. You look more like you're 40 and a half." And I'm like, "Thank you. It's because I take naps." See? See? All right. The FDA denied approval because they said they didn't like the way the studies were conducted. There were too few patients, and then there was a protocol change and an early end to one study, so it wasn't enough. You know, I got to hand it. I know we give crap to FDA a lot just because, you know, if they're easy to give crap to. But I have to admit, I mean, they really put these drugs through a long process to get them approved. So I feel a little bit more comfortable, not 100%. Okay, guys, don't go away. Lot more to talk about. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in four sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics. And we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Oh, was I too early with the da-da-da, da-da-da? All right, I don't know if I'm going to see the Jack Reacher movie. I am so behind on movies. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. I haven't seen the Abe Lincoln movie. I know The Hobbit has come out. The Hobbit! I wanted to see The Hobbit, and then I got a little mad. I got a little upset because they're showing this Aragorn-looking character. Now, you all probably have, who've seen The Hobbit, know what I'm talking about. There's this tall guy with a beard. And it's not Viggo Mortensen. The guy even sings a song in The Hobbit movie, it looks like, according to the trailer, just like Viggo Mortensen. Viggo Mortensen can sing. And he's sexy. Liberal, but it's okay. It's okay. I'll let that one pass just because he's so sexy. And I don't know if I should boycott the movie because they wouldn't use a generation prior form of Viggo Mortensen. I don't know if I'm going to like this new guy enough. I mean, what carried the last Lord of the Rings movie? The story, true. But it was Legolas and Aragorn. All right? I mean, honestly, you could watch Viggo Mortensen. I could watch Viggo Mortensen. What it was? It was, they were three-hour movies times three. That's 6 hours of Viggo Mortensen. Fine by me. Viggo Mortensen is not in the next Hobbit series, I don't think. Now, Pete Jackson is a good director, so I think he will hold my attention, despite there not being any, you know, eye candy, but, you know, I don't know if I should, revolt, just to kind of let these producers know they really should have had Orlando Bloom and Viggo Mortensen somehow thrust into the, this great epic movie. Okay. Yeah, that is a problem. Okay. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this is interesting, and I apologize if I'm the last one to hear about this. Okay, I mean, if you all heard about this, I apologize if it took me so long to figure this out. But Nick Maley is apparently a hero. Now, he is a 22-year-old who was at the Clackamas Town Center Mall with a friend and her baby when the Oregon shooting took place. A masked man, had walked into the mall. This was about a week and a half ago now. He said he heard three shots and turned and looked at, I believe, the person shooting going, are you serious? Now, his friend and the baby hit the floor. Nick Maley, who has a concealed carry permit, positioned himself behind a pillar. While the shooter was working on his rifle, apparently he kept pulling the charging handle and hitting the side. So apparently it jammed. This allowed Melly to pull out his own gun. He never took eyes off the shooter. And he was a little worried because there was somebody, he was about to shoot the guy, but he saw somebody in the back behind the guy. And he said, if I knew I fired and missed, I could hit him. So what he did is he took cover inside a nearby store, but he then pulled the gun on him and let him see him. All right. He's said he's not beating himself up for shooting him, before having an opportunity to shoot him before, because he thinks if he tried to shoot him, he could have hit somebody else. But he said he thinks he saw him, and the last shot he fired then was the one he used on himself. So from what we understand, true, the guy's gun looks like jammed, but he could have easily, once he got it unjammed, I mean, obviously he had some sort of working firearm because he was able to shoot himself, the shooter. But according to this particular, witness, and I mean, he said once the shooter saw him, right, with a gun on him, okay, he wasn't going to pull the trigger, but with a gun on him, he stopped, and then he shot himself. Now, if this is really the case of what happened, this guy is a hero. And he probably saved so many more lives that day than we know of. Nick Maley, M-E-L-I, 22 years old. Again, I apologize if I didn't hear this story days ago. The source I'm getting this from is KGW.com, News Channel 8 from Portland. And I guess it was posted back on December 17th. So again, I apologize about this. But why was a story like this so hard to find? Why didn't we hear about this from all sorts of news sources? Why not? Why is this such a secret? I mean, I don't think I'm the only one that didn't hear about this. You're telling me that there was somebody with concealed carry that pulled a gun on a shooter and was able to stop him and possibly save lives, and nobody hears nothing about this. This is why I think we should have armed security at the schools. Somebody who knows how to use a gun, even if he doesn't shoot, could hopefully thwart more deaths. I know we're kind of going in the other direction when it comes to Washington. It just really, why would the media hold this back? We have somebody who possibly saved maybe even hundreds of lives. I don't know what this Oregon shooter's plan was. But if he really saw this guy that pulled a gun on him and decided to stop and shoot himself, then this guy stopped an even bloodier massacre than could have occurred at the mall. And it may, lay credence to the idea that we need people with concealed carry that know what they're doing, right, that can stop a shooter. I'm just really confused at how people are just going about things. Yes, I understand the regular average everyday person, you know, do they really need to walk around with an assault rifle? I get that. It doesn't make sense. I mean, why does the average everyday person need an assault rifle? I get that. I don't know if I agree with a ban. Right? But I understand why people are really confused how Adam Lanza could be able to take his mother's assault rifle after killing her, go to a school and shoot 20 kids, 6 adults, not to mention killing his mother. You know, it's frustrating. And I understand we want something done and we want to do something proactive. I get that. But one of the things that I think is proactive, and I'm sorry if we've been talking about this every day, but this is a subject that I don't think should be pushed aside, because over the next few months, we are going to be battling in Congress gun bans and gun control. And I'm just hoping if anybody wants to do something proactive, it's to get over the holiday break, figure this out and fast, get armed personnel at these schools to protect our kids. Whatever discussion is going to go on over the next few weeks after Congress gets back from break on gun control is not going to protect our kids Monday morning, January 7th. Now, I know some of you had problems with the store that was selling Kevlar-lined backpacks. And many of you thought that was kind of ridiculous. You know, is this the society we live in now? You know, do we really need our children having to worry about bullets? Like I had discussed yesterday, the children in Israel, the children in many other foreign countries, it is a reality. And they're drilled consistently on what to do if there is a shooter. You're drilled. I went to visit Israel, and the first thing they told us is to don't go up to any package or bag. There could be a brown paper bag. There could be a purse. Don't go up to a purse that's sitting there on the sidewalk. You know, the very first day, it was all about awareness. And I'm like, yeah, but if somebody drops a purse, I mean, here I am thinking, well, if somebody drops a purse, you know, I'm going to assume the person dropped the purse, be nice, go grab the purse for them, bring it up to them. Oh, hell no. Somebody drops something, you leave it. And you go far away and you contact the authorities that there is a package. They come, they check it out and make sure it isn't a bomb. You know, I mean, this is what our kids are taught. And like I discussed yesterday, I think it is unfortunate. It's extremely unfortunate that we live in a society where we have to assume that somebody's going to want to come in and kill our kids. But that is the truth. Okay. We had a person, two people arrested, a third person, I think three people arrested within hours of the Connecticut school shooting who had wanted to, in their respective cities, shoot up a school. Let's start training our kids. Let's train our teachers. They don't have to be armed if they don't want to. All right. But let's train them for there being these lunatics out there. Let's get armed guards. And as far as I'm concerned, hell yeah, throw some Kevlar in your kid's jacket. Why not? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hey everybody, Dr. Dolly here. Now listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think it's a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, Nova Joint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of Nova Joint if you use my coupon code, DocDolly, DocDalli. Or you could save on 3 bottles with DocDolly 3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, NovaJoint.com, and love how you feel.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried the vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Whey on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Attention, this is an announcement for our listeners who drive gasoline vehicles. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that there is now an automotive accessory that exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. Consumer Protection has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with an accessory called Platinum 22. To find out if Platinum 22 will give your vehicle 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me correctly. 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that the Platinum 22 accessory will deliver 22% more miles per gallon to most gasoline vehicles. You should pick up the phone and call 1-800-LESS-GAS to find out if it will help your vehicle. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. 1-800-LESS-GAS. 22% more miles per gallon. 1-800-LESS-GAS.
Check out StunGunMics.com. They specialize in home and business security, family safety, and personal protection. At StunGunMics.com, they have everything from mace pepper sprayers to cell phone stun guns and everything in between. Visit www.StunGunMics.com for all your security needs. We even ship your products the very next day. That's www.StunGunMics.com for real spy gear, real security, and awesome gadgets.
Where in the world can you find a working replica of Da Vinci's catapult design, an inflatable sumo wrestler's costume, or a watch that tells time backwards? At DaftGadgets.com, you'll find all sorts of fun, retro, remote control, and even outrageous items that probably can't be found anywhere else. If your idea of the perfect gift is a horse head pillow or a mankini, hurry on over to DaftGadgets.com. That's DaftGadgets.com.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
I do. All right, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, people ask me, how can I do so much radio and so much talking and so much public speaking and save my voice? Do you rest your voice on your days off? Well, no, I don't, unfortunately. On my days off, I deal with the kids, and I don't. Like this weekend, I'm really excited about this weekend coming up. There's going to be a Rebel game. So, of course, with the Rebel game, I have to heckle, right? And I have to yell and scream. And then we're actually doing a slumber party after the Rebel game. I didn't want to miss a Rebel game, so my friend's kids are going to be coming over at about 10, 11 o'clock at night, which means I'm not going to get any sleep. I'm going to be yelling and screaming. So I hope to high heaven I'll be able to rest my voice somehow. I don't know how that's going to happen. I got to drink my throat coat tea. I love throat coat tea. Don't forget, though, to follow us on Twitter. If I do lose my voice, follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Remember, we do have the iPhone app, so you can listen to the Dr. Dahlia iPhone app anytime you like. It's free. Also, download the Android app. Shannon from Irvine writes, Doctor, I have a 15-year-old daughter that has blossomed, and she is beautiful. When we are in public, men continually turn to look at her, and it makes me nervous. What should I do as a mother to protect her? You know, that's a good, I mean, honestly, kids now these days, because, you know, of I didn't realize how beautiful kids are these days. I mean, I don't know if it's just because when I was a kid, I thought, you know, most of my friends were ugly except the popular kids in class. I don't know. But I see that. I mean, I see one of our friends, he stopped by with a Christmas basket and he brought his daughter. And I remember when the daughter was in the womb because we were looking at her on ultrasound. I mean, the woman can model, this girl. I mean, you know, beautiful. Our children are beautiful. They are. And it's not just, you know, to us moms. I mean, I see it. But, you know, it's interesting. It's interesting how you bring this up. You know, if you do have a daughter that is beautiful, you know, you are noticing people look at her, you know, this is one of those things where I always say, you know, let the girl take some self-defense, taekwondo, etc. You know, one of my kids' babysitters was a girl who we met in their kung fu class. And she was a black belt. And I remember seeing her walk home, and it was about a mile from the class. And we asked, you know, we pulled over. We said, look, you know, we don't want you walking alone. You know, let us drive you home. And she's like, no, my house is right there, and I'm wearing my black belt. And I thought about that. I'm like, you know, yeah. Okay, so, I mean, one thing you could do if your daughter's not a black belt yet is when she walks home from school, I'm serious, dress her up in the uniform with a black belt. I mean, why not? Okay? You know, if a bad guy is going to decide to attack somebody, hopefully he doesn't attack, you know, your daughter who's wearing a black belt. But no. I think everybody should have their children in some sort of martial arts. All right? I mean, they don't have to become black belts, but at least learn the discipline, learn how to respect your elders, learn the art of it, but learn how to block and learn how to defend yourself. So that would be probably my first. Now, what did my mom do? I never thought I was pretty. I never did. And I came from a family who would never really tell you were pretty. And that's why I assumed I wasn't. Now, when I look back at the pictures, I can see why. No, but and one of the reasons why my family did that is because they didn't want me strutting my stuff. Now, I'm not saying this is the right thing to do, but how my parents approached me when I became voluptuous, and I didn't mean to, I just grew big breasts. The women in my family, we got big boobies. And I had curves. My clothes were very plain. They wouldn't let me wear shorts to school. My mom made me cut my hair short. My hair was cut short. Never let me have long hair until finally my senior year. And I'm not saying this to talk bad about my mom. That was her way of protecting me. That was her way of protecting me. And I don't know if she had friends who were raped. I don't know the story. She never told me. But I was no makeup. And in the beginning, they wouldn't even let me shave my legs. They thought if I had hair on the legs, I would be unattractive. Now, of course, I, you know, stole my mom's razor and I shaved my legs. But that's how my parents approached it with me. Now, was I good looking as a kid, and was this the way they were able to kind of hide it? I don't know. I don't think so. I never felt good looking. I just never, you know, I mean, you know, my family really wasn't a bunch of confidence boosters because they never wanted us cocky, right? You know, and it wasn't until later, you know, when I was 9 months pregnant, you know, my father said, oh, you look beautiful. Like, what? Yeah, I really? I got hemorrhoids. I got stretch marks. You're telling me now? Who knows? Maybe felt guilty. But, you know, it was very interesting how, you know, sometimes that old school thinking. Now, by no means am I recommending this for your daughter, but I think that's how some parents approached it. You know, why can't my hair be long? Why can't I wear a skirt? You know, why can't I have pierced ears? Why can't I wear makeup? And I mean, you know, I still, you know, blossomed. And then when I moved out of the house when I was 18, woo, hoochie mama. I still stayed did good. I didn't sleep around or whatever, but, you know, boy, I discovered what a miniskirt was, and, you know, I realized that breasts weren't something that you hide, you know, but maybe that's the way they protected me. Now, unfortunately, when I moved out of the house, that's when I started noticing people come up to me. People touch me inappropriately. People start to do things. And I got nervous. So what I did is I started to walk around with my racquetball racket. I used to play racquetball in between work breaks and school breaks when I was going to school. And I just decided I'm going to just walk around with that racket all the time. I used to work at Jack in the Box across Maryland Parkway by UNLV. And my shift would end at 11:15. And, of course, I was scared. So I'd have my keys in one hand that and the keys would be in between each finger. And I would have my racquetball racket, my racket with me. And, you know, I figured if somebody wanted to go up to somebody, they probably wouldn't go up to somebody with a racket. And thank God I was never attacked. And, you know, so here you have a 15-year-old daughter that's good looking. You need to have a talk with her and you need to explain to her what some of the realities are. Where and also, you know, explain to, you know, let's say you have a child that's not that good looking. I mean, remember, an attack or rape isn't an act of passion. It's an act of violence. We all could be attacked. Our boys could be attacked. All right. But I the reason why we're talking about a good looking daughter is because Shannon, you know, emailed me on this. But I think we should talk to all our children and let them know of the realities. Yes, it may scare them, but I would rather they be prepared. You know, on CNN, they were discussing Carol Costello, I guess, is one of the anchors, and she was kind of calling these doomsday people delusional, etc. And they were interviewing somebody, and the gentleman, Eitan, I'm trying to think who he was. I couldn't remember, but he was trying to say, well, it's not that, you know, people are being delusional. It's you know, people are preparing. You know, erring on the side of caution, being prepared. You know, there's a fine line between, you know, being delusional and thinking you have an altered reality to being prepared. You know, if people thought that life was going to end December 21 and they wanted to hoard and they wanted to store supplies, etc., do it. You know, I'm a huge fan of freeze-dry guy. I think you know, we can never be too prepared. You have freeze-dry guy just in case there's a food shortage or a Hurricane Sandy. Or an earthquake or a nuclear disaster, you know? I mean, why not be prepared? Why not prepare your kids? So as far as I'm concerned, you have a child, your worry could be a target. Let them learn self-defense. Let them learn a martial art. Teach them to be in numbers. Teach them not to be in positions where they could be hurt. Every time I see a teenage patient, I always talk to them about roofies, even the boys. One of my patients, his, God, was it his cousin or his friend, had taken a cup that was, I guess, targeted for somebody else. He had some reaction and died to something that was spiked in the drink. Our boys are at risk too. Be very, very honest and upfront and aware with your children. Let them know what's out there so they don't do stupid things. Okay? All right, and I think you can't ever over-educate somebody. All right, guys, don't go away. A lot more to talk about. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.